That's right. That's right. It's 1-800-WEIRDOS-RADIO coming back at you for another week. Another episode. What time is it? Everything is so uncertain. I just don't know. I can't tell. Is it happening? Is it not happening? I don't know. Everything's confusing to me. And I keep hoping that maybe someday, somehow, somewhere, something will make sense. And I don't think it will. I don't think anything is ever going to make sense. Everything is filled with uncertainty. And that's the problem, you know. That's the problem. It's a problem about making sense. And if everything made sense, I wouldn't be happy. And yet still living with this uncertainty is so complicated. I just don't know what to do about it. I really don't. I wish I knew. I wish I knew what to do. I wish I understood what was going to happen to me. You know, but the person who controls my death and my fate is a shit bitch. Here, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play you a little bit of the voice of the shit bitch. And maybe I'll sing you the shit bitch song, too, just so you can get some sense of what's going on in my fate and my death and my uncertainty. It's the shit bitch. It's the shit bitch. It's the shit bitch. See? That's her. Yeah, what is she saying? She's like making strange hiccuping noises. I can't even understand. I think she's out of her mind. Out of her mind. She's out of her mind. And she's driving me out of my mind. I think she's crazy. The crazy shit bitch makes my life uncertain. So what can I do? What can I do about the shit bitch? I don't know. I really don't know. It's really amazing. And, you know, I sometimes think to myself, there are people listening to Radio Free Brooklyn and wondering what the hell I'm talking about. And I understand that you don't understand. That's okay. You're allowed to not understand. But don't you think that maybe it doesn't matter? Maybe it just doesn't matter. Did you ever think about that? I'll bet you did. I'll bet you thought all about that. And you decided that it matters. That you really need to know what I'm talking about. But you never will. It will always be uncertain. And that is the way that goes. Tell us about it, Mr. John Gilly.
So,
yes?
Yeah, I'm running out of things to talk about.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I want to meet the King of Spain.
You want to meet
Felipe,
the King of Spain, Felipe. That's interesting.
And they went to Paris the other day.
You did?
Oh,
they did.
Me.
They didn't invite you. Well, I invited you. Why didn't you come along? I'd love to have you join me in Paris. Don't tell me. Just make it up.
The gay parade.
Gay parade? The gay parade?
Mm. I've seen a lot of people, like, all right, gay people, gay parade. I'm not really against gay people.
Good.
Although I think it's somewhat of a psychiatric disorder.
What do you mean? It's not a disorder.
I'm not like, you shouldn't do that.
Well, then it's not a disorder.
Say, I think it's a psychiatric disorder, but
if
it makes
you think
you
it's
happy,
a disorder,
you should do that.
Oh, you think you should
but
do it?
But people are strange looking.
You've
strange
got a psychiatric.
I
think you've got a psychiatric disorder.
I think
disorder.
Some of them feel as though, like, I don't think I'm ever going to make it as a heterosexual.
Right. So maybe you should try being gay.
So I have a better opportunity.
Yes.
As a career as a homosexual.
Well, there you go.
Your strange shapes and sizes.
Could be good. You never know.
I don't know why regular-looking people become gay. Maybe they just like to be gay.
Maybe they
of course,
do.
This is just a theory.
Your theory is
like,
ridiculous.
I'll never get laid. That guy said he'll suck my cock.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Might
that's a feel
sexual
good.
Opportunity.
That's right, and you might enjoy it. How do you know? How do you know you won't really enjoy it? It could be the most fun thing you ever did.
I've been noticing this more and more and more.
Yes?
The world becomes more divided.
Divided? Oh, is that the end? That was the end of that phone call, huh? That's too bad. That was a pretty good one. All right, well, let's skip ahead to the future. We've got some other messages here. Let's see. This one says it's from the Applause Theater.
Yep. So Wolf was killed with a nuisance alarm.
Oh, it's John.
I remember they took an airplane to Colorado.
Yeah.
They have nuisance alarms on airplanes, nuisance services, nuisance warfare. Anyway, the thing was, he died.
He died.
Because it checks your vital organs. They use medical equipment, like you'd have at a doctor's office, but they use it to find out how to kill you.
To kill you.
Rob you. But they have all these value systems. See, this enemy is very different than other enemies.
But
their
it could kill
is,
you.
He had a good life.
I don't want
share?
It to kill
know.
You
I don't
or
have
me.
I'm like an old Jew.
You are an old Jew. Let's
living.
Face it. You're scared of dying. Tired of living. Scared of dying. You know?
But he got killed with a nuisance.
Old man River.
Dirty trick device, World War II, is archaic. Why, you even said something I find interesting. You say, and he still uses the phone.
Yeah.
Talk about me.
Let's talk about you.
It is a very archaic device, this phone.
That's
actually,
right.
I make a living using the phone right now in Universal Survey.
Aha.
But anyway, so new technology, new nuisance warfare.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But after a while, you know, I've been doing this for so many years.
So many years.
I really don't want to live in the same country with these people anymore.
Why not? It's a good country. There's worse.
There's nothing I like about the world.
Well, there's nothing I like about the world, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to live on this world. I mean, it's a world.
There's a Catholic church singing, there's no business like show business.
Yeah, well, there certainly is.
It's from the Book of Mormon at the Eugene O'Neill Theater.
Hey, that's a great show.
Yeah, you should be on TV, man.
I am on TV.
The next time you do a show, pop me an email.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go.
Maybe you'll go.
Not going to heckle that show.
You're not going to heckle that show. Okay, that's good. We got a little bit from good old Howie Head, one of our old-time weirdos listeners and contributors.
Wow.
Howie's been a big contributor.
I have to be
show.
As weird as I can be?
Yes, Howie, you have to be as weird
I
as you
don't
can
know
be.
If I'm up to that.
Well, you better be.
Jeremy.
Yes,
Howie.
I know, Howie.
Call me.
No, Howie, I'm not going
to...
I'm not going to call you because... I mean, what am I going to say if I call you anyway, Howie? Anyway, it's good to hear from you, Howie. Glad you were on the show. Let's see. We got some calls from Pennsylvania recently, you know, and I thought I might play some of those for you. I don't know. There's this guy, Howard D. He doesn't really say anything, though, so that's not really worth it. You got nothing to say, Howard D., is that right? Oh, dear. Just static. That's no good. But, yeah, we got some something from Payphone in Philadelphia. Here's Aspen Media. I wonder what they've got to say. That's probably some kind of spam call. No, nothing going on with Aspen Media. Okay, how about Ruiz Tiasha? Did you leave us a good message, Ruiz Tiasha?
So Albert Einstein, and they said Albert
Einstein. It's John again.
And they said he graduated the lowest of his class.
But John, how did you...
He couldn't get a job.
You're calling from Ruiz Tiasha. How did you end up with Ruiz Tiasha's number? I don't understand.
Synchronizing clocks or something. Probably because he showed up to school on time. Get you a job, you stay on time all the time. Maybe they were anti-Semitic, possible. What happened to those people who graduated in the top of their class? But he focused on one subject all the time. Which is why I think Jewish were in the theater for those types of jobs. Like, what if you focus on one thing all the time? Then he figured it out. E equals mc squared. Like, if I focus on these people that are bogarting, or Lauren becalling me, or both, what do I get out of it? The theory of bogartation. Then what would happen? See, but then they'd have to create a secret police agency. I don't know what they would do. B equals LC squared. HB. HBLC squared. Equals the theory of bogartation.
Hello? Oh, God, I thought I wasn't going to be able to talk to you ever again. It was so bizarre. I was cut off from you, and that was really upsetting. I can't tell you how scared I was. I was so scared, and I didn't know what to do because I couldn't talk to you. And it made me sad. Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I thought. Whoa. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to frighten you with my loud noises. I'm scared of the uncertainty, you see. I might have to wait a month or longer to find out what my fate is from the shit bitch. Cause you're a shit bitch. A motherfucking shit bitch. I'm gonna live and you're gonna die. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. I'm gonna live and you're gonna die. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. You're a shit bitch. A motherfucking shit bitch. Goddamn shit bitch. Motherfucking goddamn shit bitch. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. I'm gonna live and you're gonna die. 'Cause you're a shit bitch. Goddamn shit bitch. Motherfucking shit bitch. Shit bitch. A motherfucking shit bitch. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. I'm gonna live but you're gonna die, 'cause you're a shit bitch. A motherfucking shit bitch. You're a motherfucking shit bitch. Motherfucking shit bitch. My motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. My motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. My motherfucking mother is a motherfucker. My motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. Motherfucking motherfucker. Motherfucking mother is a motherfucking mother. Motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. Motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. My motherfucking mother is a motherfucking motherfucker. She's a motherfucking motherfucker. Motherfucking motherfucker. Motherfucking motherfucker. My fucking mother. Motherfucking mother. Fucking motherfucker. Motherfucking mother. Motherfucking mother. Fucking motherfucker. Fucking motherfucker. Motherfucker. My motherfucking mother is a fucking 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 motherfucker. She's a shit bitch. She's a shit bitch. She's a shit bitch. She's a shit bitch. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. I'm gonna live and you're gonna die. I'm gonna laugh and you're gonna cry. I'm gonna live and you're gonna die. You're a shit bitch. You're a shit bitch. Fucking motherfucker, you're a shit bitch. My motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. She's a shit bitch. Motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. Shit bitch. Motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. Shit bitch. Motherfucking mother is a motherfucking mother is a motherfucking mother is a fucking motherfucker. Shit bitch. That's right, everybody. That's the song I sing called Shit Bitch. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it fabulous? Isn't it awesome? Yes, it is. Oh, I know.
What the heck are you doing?
Hi, Danny. This is Tesla.
Oh, you know me. You're
a memory.
Okay,
definitely you know.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Hey, we're getting some good calls from those people in Pennsylvania, aren't we? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What are you doing? Hello?
Oh, we love you, Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I don't think Chris Hamilton had anything to say, did he? No, nothing? Okay, well, it was worth a try. How about Fran Koski. Got anything to say, Fran? I guess not. Just a lot of static. Oh, wait, I heard something. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing at Fran Koski's.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, that's strange. I mean, I'm calling you or you're calling me. I'm calling you or you're calling me. I don't get it. Maybe Jerry Williams has something to say to us. Oh, no, I guess not. You know, you people, if you're going to call, leave a message, you know? I mean, do like John Gilley does. Leave a goddamn message. It's just incomprehensible to me. I really don't get it. I really don't get it, you know?
Hello, this message is for
Nelissa Whitaker.
If you are not
Nelissa Whitaker,
please stop this message now.
There will now
be a 3-second pause in the message
to allow
you to stop this message.
But I'm not going to stop this message. In fact, I'm putting
If you
it up,
are
Nelissa Whitaker.
I am not
please
Melissa
continue
Whitaker.
To listen to this message.
But I am not
This
Melissa
is not
Whitaker.
A sales or marketing message.
Good.
By
that's
continuing
good.
To listen to this message,
yes.
You acknowledge you are
Nelissa
Whitaker.
I am not Melissa Whitaker.
Nelissa Whitaker.
No, I am not Melissa
You should
Whitaker.
Not listen to this message so that other people can hear it, as it contains personal and private information.
Oh, personal, private information.
There will now be a 3-second pause to allow you to listen to this message in private.
Okay, Melissa, in private.
This is an important message from Performant Recovery Incorporated.
Yep.
This is an attempt to collect a debt by a debt
Good
collector,
luck.
And any information obtained will be used for that purpose. This call is regarding information that you have recently received or will be receiving shortly.
I haven't received the information because I'm not
Melissa Whitaker. It is important that you review the enclosed document. Performing recovery is committed to assisting you in voluntarily reducing your debt.
You're not going to see anybody.
There are many payment options available. You may not be aware of.
I don't give a shit about the payment options. Call Melissa Whitaker. Why are you calling me? I don't care about you. I'm not Melissa Whitaker. Go away.
Thank you.
Go away. Go far away from me. Okay, that's all I had to say about that. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, believe it or not. And I'm going to do something very unusual. Whoa, that's way too loud. I'm going to play a song by somebody else. This is a Scott Joplin piece, though, so I'm guessing I'm not breaking any copyright rules or anything. And I hope I can play it well enough for you, especially I'm using a real tiny little keyboard here. But let's see what I can do. It's called Solace. No, that's not going to work. No, the keyboard is just too small. I can't. I mean, I can sort of play it, but it's. It's really, it's hard to play on this keyboard, you know. It just needs a little bigger. It's just the keyboard is too small. I apologize for even attempting to play it. Maybe some other time I'll plug into my big keyboard and I'll play it for you. But right now, that ain't going to happen. So we've got two more minutes here in the show, and we're just going to finish it off with some kind of silly kind of talk. So, weirdos, like I said, I don't know what time it is where you are. And I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. Everything is uncertain right now. And I have no idea how I'm going to make episodes to last me through the next 4 weeks, let alone the rest of the year and rest of my life. But I hope you've enjoyed the episodes you've listened to. I certainly really enjoy making them for you. And if you're not listening, that's because you're not here right now listening to Weirdos Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'd like to thank Radio Free Brooklyn for letting me express myself. So if you're a weirdo, call 1-800-934-7367. That spells 1-800-WEIRDOS. And that's how you can get on the show. You can leave a message and be on the show. And that is what I would really, really like you to do. So here we go. We're going to finish off the show now. And that's it. Goodbye. Goodbye. See you next week, weirdos.